Delilah was a woman, she was fine and fair. She had good looks and cool black hair. Delilah shaking ground on Samson's mind. When he saw this woman, she looked so fine. Delilah, she climbed up on Samson's knee. Said, tell me where your strength lies, if you please. Then she spoke so kind and she talked so fair. Till Samson said, Delilah, cut off my hair. You can shave my head, clean as my hand. And my strength becomes as natural as any man. If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I'd burn this whole building down. People read about old Samson. He was the strongest man that ever lived on earth. One day while Samson's walking along, looked down on the ground and saw an old jawbone. And he stretched out his arms and his chains broke like thread. When he got to move, 10,000 men was dead. If I had my way, if I around that lion's jaws, and he ripped that beast and he killed him dead, and the bees made honey in the lion's head. If I had my way, if I had my way, if I had my way, I'd burn this whole building down.
What is up, every pony? It is me, the one, the pony, Limitless Hate, coming back at you once again with that Thursday night fugue state. Tonight, it's girls night. Nothing but female vocalists tonight, and we're going to just keep it up here. Actually, first I want to tell you a little bit about that last one. That was Shirley Manson with Samson and Delilah, and the track itself was laid down by Bear McCreary for that god-awful abortion of a Terminator TV series a few years back. But the song itself is awesome, and another of his great folk covers for TV series, the other being All Along the Watchtower for Battlestar Galactica. I loved that song. But of course, if you've been listening to me, you know that up next we've got some Paramore. Love us some Hayley Williams around here with Crush, Crush, Crush.
I
Hi, Vinny. I just happened to be sitting here listening to the end of the song and get a tweet from MLP Media Frenzy. Hi, Vinny. He says he loves this track. Yeah, I absolutely do, too. But we're going to kick it on. I wanted to keep it a little bit mainstream tonight, and we're not just sticking to one style or decade, because I just needed an excuse to play this. Up next, we've got Cher with If I Could Turn Back Time.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that'll hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
Anybody remember the video to this song? Cher wearing like three leather belts, parading around in front of a ship full of sailors. It's one of the most epic things I've ever seen. It's one of those things I'm not sure it would actually happen today. Up next, we're going to keep it up with that late 80s vibe. Up next, we've got some Taylor Dane with Tell It to My Heart.
Explode.
Yeah, Raxness is in our chat, and he pretty much pegged that one. That one was one with a memorable video. No wonder I growled at when I mentioned Taylor Dane. Hot to cha-cha-cha. Up next, we've got some Damone with Out Here All Night, the titular song from that album. Excellent. Underrated band, album, and track. Too bad one of their members has since passed away, so a reunion tour seems out of the question. You know, you get older, and you start to realize that the boyhood idols of your older brother, uncle, dad, weren't entirely without merit. Up next, we've got Carly Simon with You're So Vain.
Son of a gun.
We would, if my MP3 of it weren't screwed up. Okay, we're going to spin on. How about some Love Star Deluxe? This is the first 15 minutes, and I'm going to go snag a good copy of You're So Vain, because we're not skipping that.
I am
I got that particular CD off of the free CD table at my colleges. I went to Southeastern Louisiana University, and their radio station was like clearing out CDs that they were never going to play again, and it was like, Love Star Deluxe, huh? That sounds cool, I guess. And I popped it in my car's CD player, and turns out, yeah, it was one of the best free CDs I've ever snagged, because I'm still listening to certain tracks from it. But anyway, thanks once again to Amazon for coming to the rescue, saving the day, as they're wont to do. Here's Carly Simon with You're So Vain. Guys, that song is totally about me. What you think? No, damn. Up next, we've got Ellie Goulding and Bass Nectar with Lights.
Me. You shut the lights that stole me, turn to stone.
If you've turned them up, keep them up. It's the Glitch Mob with our demons. love that song. It's quickly becoming one of those quick little band-aids that I put on this show from time to time. Here's another, Shea Seeger with Clutch. Can't listen to that song anymore without thinking of how much I miss Mania TV, GBS TV, and all those little services that got steamrolled when YouTube came along. The internet used to be like this Wild West. It used to be like living in Star Trek, except without the... Well, actually, I guess it would be that everything was the holodeck. Yeah, there you go. And every Tom, Dick, and Harry had an idea, and damned if they weren't going to be trying to implement it. Up next... Yeah, we played some spacey stuff tonight, so I think it's appropriate that we roll with some Britney Spears. This here's Toxic.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? I got
God, that song is weird and I love it. Speaking of weird and I love it, yeah, this is quickly becoming another one of those Band-Aid songs because, God, this is just so terrible and yet so endlessly entertaining. It's Lita Ford with Kiss Me Deadly.
I went to a party last Saturday night. I did a good lay. I got in a fight. It ain't no big thing. Late for my job and the traffic was bad. Had to borrow 10 bucks from my old man. It ain't no big thing. I went to a party last Saturday night. I told you that story, it'd be alright. It ain't no big thing.
Imagine Lita Ford and Taylor Dane represented the very same things to two distinct groups of people. Now, I want you to keep that track in mind for a moment. I'm going to move on to some Leslie Feist here in just a second. But I want you to keep that song in mind for the one that I choose to close with, just so you can compare and contrast the two. But up next, this is Feist with 1, 2, 3, 4.
Door left you in the theme, but they were you had there.
Speaking of songs with excellent music videos, that one definitely qualifies. It's all done in one shot. Also, My Moon, My Man, that also qualifies because that was also done in one shot. But you'll be thankful for that little palate cleanser in a second. Coming at you next at the top of the hour, we've got Linkyo with the Permalink. He said to insert spooky name here when he sent the file to me, so maybe that means some spooky stuff is on the way. I don't know. I haven't listened to it yet, so I'll have to tune in, and so will you. Beyond that, yeah, that's pretty much the end of my time here. But, yeah, okay, so Lita Ford's Kissing Me Deadly. Lyrically ham-fisted, crude, low-brow, but undeniably musical. Here we have another song that's written in a completely different way, and yet achieves the same effect. It's cute, poppy, simple, and has the same earworm quality to it that you'll curse me for ruining your night for. I've been the one, the pony, your master of Sarah Pony's Limitless Hate. Thanks for coming out. Finally, we've got Carly Rae Jepsen with Call Me Maybe. I'm out, y'all.
Your time with